Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
It's great to welcome to the show a man who served our country. He's been a friend of mine for several years now, and also he is the chairman of the Republican Party up in Sussex County, New Jersey, Joe LaBarbera, and he joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Hey, Joe, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Rich, thank you for having me on, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your service to our country as a Marine, and I appreciate you being here today. So besides Sparta, how are things looking in Sussex County, which is a historically red county, and as we head into the election for Jack Cittarelli, how are you feeling?
Oh, really good. I'm hoping we can get 80. We got a 65% for Jack back in 2021. We're shooting for 80% this time.
80%. Excellent. And somebody sent me a picture. He was up there, I believe, last week, right?
Yeah. He comes up. He does us a lot of honor when he comes up because, as you know, we don't have the most votes in the state, but we are one of the most conservative voters in the state, and he's very well loved in Sussex. He won the primary considerably in Sussex.
Yeah, no, he crushed it. And if you get all those Republicans out to vote, that'll be huge. I have no doubt to do that. What do you think the key is going to be to the get out the vote efforts this time around?
I think the tragedy of Charlie Kirk's assassination has woken up a lot of dormant voters.
Really? Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, we can see that in Sparta very clearly.
Okay, so Sparta, New Jersey, just so people know, it's a town in Sussex County. When I grew up, it was a pretty red town, but a lot of people moved there from out of Sussex County. They moved there from Bergen County, from New York. I know the Democrats kind of took it over. You've been working along with some other very good people to try to win it back. Who is this guy, this mayor? Who is this guy?
He's a guy who got in based on deception. So Sparta voted 58% for Trump and votes easily two-thirds of the town for our district and county Republicans. So Sparta is still a Republican town. The interesting thing that happened was, and this is right before I became chairman, is a developer had made a plan to build a warehouse there, kind of out of the way. There's a lot of controversy around it, but it was already locked in. There was really nothing you could do about it. So the local media media, which is left-leaning, got very involved in the Sussex Democrats, got very involved saying a mega warehouse was going to get built that was going to destroy the town and ruin the quality of life. Well, people bought into this, and this became a very strong messaging on the part of the Dems. So Clark, the guy who's the mayor now, ran with two other left-wing individuals. One was kind of like a moderate leftist. The other is an extreme leftist. They lied and pretended to be moderates. They kind of said, hey, we're just here for the town. We're just here to get rid of the warehouse. That's that. Foolishly, people voted for them because it's a Faulkner Act and you don't have to declare your party. Now, Clark was the vice chair of the Sussex Dems, and I wasn't the chair at the time, but I was very loudly telling other Republicans, like, do you realize this guy is a far left guy? But because the culture at the time was, oh, it's a nonpartisan town, we don't really get involved, the pre-existing Sparta committee council there was kind of left out hanging. So they get beat based on a disinformation campaign, and within a matter of months, Clark's getting the town sued for $100 million.
So people show up at this vigil last night in Sparta to honor Charlie Kirk. It's at Town Hall. And what happened?
Oh, it was great. Well, the first thing, it was a great thing. There were two vigils, one on Saturday night, one on Sunday night. And the one on Saturday night is the one he showed up to. He shows up with a large group of police surrounding him, like he's an Afghan warlord or the president of the United States or some kind of hetman. I mean, he had the biggest and strongest guys surrounding him. I mean, he had like the meat and muscle of the Sparta police, like having a perimeter. So he shows up to address the crowd, and I think he started to just address, but then people started asking questions and he lost his temper. And then people started booing. It wasn't aggressive. It wasn't violent. It was just people giving their opinion. The police started getting nervous because Clark started getting aggressive, and then the police kind of like scurried him away.
Now, I have some audio here I want to play. This is from my buddy Matt Rooney, our mutual friend Matt Rooney from Save Jersey, posted this. Yeah. And I'm going to play this, and you can kind of talk to us about this, Joe, because it's the kind of thing that might be a little hard to translate on radio here. Neil Clark not only refused to lower the town's flag to half-mast, but also crashed the vigil and made a total ass out of himself, as Rooney described it. Cut number 9.
True statement.
We've all shown up for the vigil for Charlie Kirk. This is our town, Sparta Township, New Jersey. More people are coming. These are all people that are hurt and devastated. And our flag has not been lowered. Our flag has not been lowered. And we would lower it right now ourselves, but we can't because it's locked. We can't lower our flag. That's disgusting. This is not okay. God bless Charlie Kirk. God bless your families. God bless America.
So you have some people playing bagpipes there.
Yep.
People were...
Yep. Oh, last night's was incredible. We had 250 people there. Great speeches, candlelights, prayers. It was wonderful last night. Last night was the best vision.
Now,
go ahead. Says half mast. Forget state politics. Forget
that's
politics.
Right.
Lower the damn flag. We all had a rough week,
girl.
And I appreciate all of you showing the love and support and who we really are. And this is Sparta because it's time to get our town back, folks.
Yeah. Neil, it was your decision. Would you lower your flag? That's all we need to know.
It was my decision.
Yes.
All right, get it. That's it.
Yeah.
You're done next year, buddy. You're out.
It includes me that we had children die in a Catholic mass, and not a damn single one of any of them.
By the same people that killed Charlie Kirk.
We are Charlie Kirk. We are Charlie Kirk. We are Charlie Kirk.
So let me just kind of stop it there. So, Joe, as I understand this now, they're asking the mayor, will you lower the flag? And he says no. And then he starts going on some tirade about other people who were killed.
Yeah, he was trying to reference one of the school shootings that happened, and he was trying to, you know, this was what the Dems do. The Dems try to draw a kind of a linkage and say, well, why do you want to have a vigil over Charlie Kirk when you have crime and school shootings and all this other stuff? They're trying to basically just say that we're I don't know what they're trying to say. I don't even understand. It's a logical fallacy.
Yeah, like one has nothing to do with the other. I mean, it's so then people start yelling, we are Charlie Kirk, we are Charlie Kirk. How did he react after that?
No, the cops grabbed him and took him away.
They just grabbed the mayor and took him away.
Yeah, because they were afraid for him. Because I guess I mean, when you look at the video, he's clearly has an aggressive posture. He's pointing his finger, and it looks like he's going to go at some of the people that are asking him about the flag or saying, you're out, we're not going to vote for you anymore. And at that point, I think one of the cops put his hand up, and then at that point, they just started getting out of there. They got him out of there.
Now, for people that don't realize, this is not a big city where the mayor has 24/7 police protection. What's the population of Sparta these days, Joe? What is it, like 15,000 or something?
I'd say 15,000 total voters. I think it's, 8,600 total voters. That's it. In all of Sparta, 8,600, 8,700 total voters. That's it.
And he's a part-time mayor. He does not get full-time police protection. The fact that the cops were even there to, quote-unquote, protect him last night is kind of a joke in and of itself. Because nobody was going to do anything to hurt the guy, but they just wanted to say their piece, you know.
Sparta is the most peaceful place imaginable. I mean, it is the most docile, quaint, suburban, quasi-rural New Jersey town where everybody are just well-to-do, nice people who just get along with everybody.
When is this guy up for re-election?
2027.
Oh, my God. So the people are stuck with him till then?
Next year. No, sorry, 26. We got a year. Next year, he's up. Not 27. Next year. At the end of 2026, he's up. So right now, there's one seat that's available. And there's a couple of people competing for that seat. And don't forget, it is fought in Iraq, so we don't know. You can't really declare Republican versus Democrat, that kind of thing. And then next year, he's up and a few other people are up. And I really don't think they're going to stay. Well, the town is almost bankrupt. They got a $100 million lawsuit. And the last I checked, I think they got like $13 million in reserve, which is a huge drop from the old regime. When Hertzberg and them ran it, they had built up their reserve very heavily. And then the other issue are there town lawyers actually going – is their insurance actually going to pay for this lawsuit? Because the warehouse guy is suing the town for $100 million. If they just settle this lawsuit based on the money they have, that town's going to go bankrupt. So this is what electing a far-left extremist like Clark. I mean, there's more to it than this, Rich. I mean, Clark has raised permit fees. He denies applications. He pisses off businessmen. He's got people who are trying to sell their property that are at limbo. I mean, the only thing he's actually tried to do in that town is bring more cannabis in, and nobody in Sparta really wants the cannabis. I mean, every other town's got it. So, I mean, he's been a far-left disaster on this town.
Joe LaBarbera is with me. He's the chairman of the Republican County Committee up in Sussex County, New Jersey. Joe, I mean, I know it's a nonpartisan election, but you can certainly let the voters know where these people stand politically, or at least, I mean, there's nothing stopping you. They don't have to declare it. They can't declare it on the ballot, but certainly there's nothing stopping from letting people know where these people stand ideologically.
No, we did it. We sent out a mailer explaining that Clark was a far-left extremist, and we mailed it to his neighborhood, District 1 in Lake Mohawk. 1,000 people. 1,300 houses we hit with this mailer. It pissed him off. I got a lot of angry calls about it from his friends, but hey, sorry. I mean, the guy's ruining the town.
Where's this guy from? Where's he from originally?
Pennsylvania, Bucks County.
Kind of goes to my theory that a lot of people move to that town from other places versus being Sussex County natives. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on the show. I mean, your county is a critical part of Jack Cittarelli's plan to become governor, and we got to make sure the vote gets turned out. I look at moments like this as the kind of things that motivate people to say, oh, the hell with it, I'm getting out to vote. You know what I mean? I really believe that, Joe.
I think so, too. I think we're going to have a great Republican turnout in Sparta, better than ever. I believe we're going to sweep that council next year and take it back for the party. And I believe we're going to slowly end this Faulkner Act crap in all these towns where the Democrats used to sneak in. I think we're going to get rid of that, and we're going to go back to partisan elections, and then we're going to keep the county better than ever.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that it's important that people know where people stand ideologically. No question about it. Well, listen, good luck. I hope to talk to you again before November. Keep me posted on any other developments around this. I forget now. There's no like recall provision or anything like that for a bozo like this, is there?
There is, and people have been talking about it for a while, but recalls are hard. Recalls are very resource-intensive, and right now our focus is Jack and getting him as much of a turnout as possible. If it looks like we got the momentum for a recall, we'll do a recall.
Well, I think focusing on Jack for now, and then you can worry about that after. I think that's probably the best use of everyone's resources, Mr. Chairman. I think you're well said on that, my friend. Joe, thank you for coming on the show, and continued success. You're doing a great job up there. We're real proud of you. So we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thanks for all you do as well, Rich.
Thank you, Joe.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, as we continue here, J.D. Vance had a very emotional closing today to the Charlie Kirk Show, which he hosted, as I mentioned, from the White House as well. And I'm going to share that with you. But I want to mention this, too. You know, this is kind of an important point here as we're talking about all these things and we're waiting to hear from President Trump and see if he's going to be speaking today. I believe he is. If you do things like this mayor did, there's going to be consequences. If you do things like a lot of these elected Democrat officials do, there's going to be consequences. And then there's going to be the positive consequences of people that do things that I think are really positive, like Chris Martin of Coldplay. I thought this was impressive. He wasn't the only one. Morgan Wallen did something pretty similar at his concert over the weekend as well. But hey, instead of just highlighting all the negative, let's highlight some of the positive too, right? Just like my hat goes off to all the people up in Sparta, New Jersey and Sussex County who went out to that vigil last night. And I give a salute to all the people who went out to the vigils all around our area last night and Saturday because people were sending me pictures and videos and it was really cool to see. Towns up and down our area were having vigils. So let's play some of the positive stuff that people were saying. This is Cut 25 from Coldplay. And obviously, after the whole Kiss Cam thing, he could use a little good publicity. So Cut 25.
And so, with that in mind, for the final time for a few years in London, let's raise our hands like this and send love anywhere you want to send it in the world. And there are so many places that might need it today. So here it comes from London. You can send this to your brother or your sister. You can send it to the families of people who have been going through terrible stuff. You can send it to Charlie Kirk's family. You can send it to anybody's family. You can send it to people you disagree with, but you send them love anyway. You can send it to peaceful people in the Middle East, in Ukraine and Russia, in Azerbaijan and Sudan and Somalia, anywhere that you think might need love from London. Here it comes in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
There you go. Christopher Bell won the NASCAR race in Bristol and gave this one out to Charlie. This is Cut 23.
Importantly, this week's obviously been a very tough week, and you know, there's a lot on our mind, and this one's for Charlie.
I want to ask you about the tough week for the race team, too, because you had some very pointed words after the race at St. Louis. How did this team rally to be able to pull this?
And we also have the Jets, Packers, Cowboys, Dolphins, Saints, Kansas City Chiefs, Steelers, Titans, Cardinals. They all held moments of silence or special recognitions. The Yankees paid tribute. College football teams such as the Gamecocks, the Tigers, the Wyoming Cowboys joined in. UFC, NASCAR, some of them. Here's the New York Jets, Cut 24. Kind of hard to see, but it was a nice and touching vigil for Charlie Kirk. So we'll mix the positive with the negative. All right, as we continue along, Dr. Mike Veneria is about care and compassion. That's what separates him from all the other dentists out there. That's the difference. That's what it means to have a great guy like Dr. Mike. Let's talk about your health. Say you need to undergo complex dental surgery. I'm talking the whole nine yards, implants, crowns. Are you going to trust just any old pop-up dental chain, or do you want the best of the best when it comes to complex dental surgery? For over 12 years in a row, 12 consecutive years, Dr. Mike Veneria has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex dental surgery. See, Dr. Mike treats the other doctors, and the experts call Dr. Mike the expert. That's right. You want a dentist who actually cares about your health. That's what you get with Dr. Mike Veneria. With Dr. Mike, it's not about cost. It's about care. His compassion and commitment to your health is his top priority. That's why Dr. Mike is the dentist of the entire Zeoli family. When it comes to your health, including your dental health, that's not the time to cut corners. You want the best and only the best. So make your appointment to see him today and get a free dental implant consultation. And if you already had an estimate for any of these complex dental surgeries or procedures, get a second opinion. Believe me, it's worth doing. 856-786-2020. Or go to VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He's my buddy. He's my friend. He's the undisputed master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jack Carr, October 13th, Our Politics and Pints. You definitely, definitely want to be there. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is announcing that the United States has reached a framework for a TikTok deal with China, saying we have the framework for a deal. Now, we've heard that before. We shall see if that is what the president's going to announce from the Oval Office. And, you know, I certainly would be happy to see if that will happen and we can kind of put this behind us. But we'll see. I'm not a big fan of the government compelling companies to have to sell, but neither here nor there. That's where they are. This is what the Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent, said regarding the outline of the deal. This is cut number 7. Take a listen.
We have a framework for a TikTok deal. The two leaders, President Trump and Party Chair Xi, will speak on Friday to complete the deal. But we do have a framework for a deal with TikTok. Getting to this framework was made possible by President Trump and the high regard that President Trump has for Party Chair Xi. So when the leaders have mutual respect, then the delegations have mutual respect. And as Ambassador Greer said, we were in substantial contact with President Trump last night and then again today. Yet we're not going to talk about the commercial terms of the deal. It's between two private parties, but the commercial terms have been agreed upon.
All right. There we go. We'll see if the more announcements come with that. Now, can we make iPhones in the United States of America? That's the question. Can we do it? Well, Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, went on CNBC with Jim Cramer to discuss the situation. Can we do it? Can we build an iPhone here in America? Or at least can we build most of it here in America? Cut number 8.
I mean, there's a perception. You do so much business overseas, it does make sense to build a lot of stuff where it is economic. But are you telling me it is economic for you and for me and for my trust as a shareholder to think that it is the right thing to find enough workers in America to do the kind of thing you want to do?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely in the best interest of the shareholder. I think it's also in the best interest of the employees in America. And we're thrilled to do it. And we're getting significant support from the administration to pull that off. You know, the president has said that he wants more in the United States.
Right.
And we want more in the United States.
But you did this this idea, a brilliant idea in Detroit, where you opened up just in August. Now, that's something that you should tell people about, because I think you're going to have to replicate that in many cities in order to be able to find the Americans you need to do the kind of work you're talking about.
Yeah, we opened a manufacturing academy just last month in August. And what we hope to do is touch many small and medium businesses that can bring more manufacturing into the United States and help train them.
Well, that'd be nice. I'd say, I think for these companies are realizing now that it's smart, it's good business to build as much as they can in America. There's certainly a sense among American consumers that they want, if they can, to buy a product made in America. If they can, if it's competitively priced, because a lot of the stuff you buy on Amazon that's made in China, quite frankly, is crap. I'm just saying. It's just there's a lot of crap out there, a lot of it. Now, the investigation into Charlie Kirk's killer. Where are we on that, and how close are we to getting something? That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneri of VeneriaDental.com. He's been recognized by his peers as a master of complex dental surgery. Schedule your free implant consultation today. VeneriaDental.com. VanariaDental.com. VeneriaDental.com. Where are we on all of this? How close are we to getting the answers? Were there other people involved in the plot? These are all kind of some of the questions that we're looking into. Here's the FBI Director Kash Patel talking about the assassin and some of the this Discord group. Were there other people involved? Were there other people who might have had knowledge of this? These are all the questions that the FBI is trying to sort through at this moment. He was on Fox News earlier today, cut number 10.
Going back to the group chats real quick, there's more than 20 individuals. But this is a great point. I want to lay out how this works. People think we can just get in these group chats and immediately find out who's in them. We, the FBI, are the investigatory body supporting multiple prosecutions and ongoing investigations. And that's another point. Our investigation at the FBI is ongoing. And there are scores of people in this Discord chat room. But we have to effectuate legal process. We have to go out there with search warrants so that if prosecutors want to later use this evidence, it's not tainted by being illegally obtained. We, the FBI, are running the investigation pointedly on the Discord chat group. There are scores of individuals that are going to be spoken to. There there are also lots of family members and friends that have already been spoken to. And one more point on forensics. We were able to obtain in record time the text message chain between the suspect and his live-in partner, as well as other critical cellular information from our CAS team that analyzes cell phone data towers in the area to pinpoint the locations of the suspect and other individuals he was speaking with. This is critical information that the FBI processed and got to prosecutors so they can lawfully use it in a court of law. And our investigation, our interviews continue, but we've learned some shocking things when we spoke to his family and friends as well.
The FBI director, Deputy Director Dan Bongino, confirming that there were multiple warning signs ahead of this. Multiple warning signs. This is from his appearance on America's Newsroom this morning, Cut 11.
There appear to have been multiple warning signs. You just laid out some of them. There were people in his network, friends and family, who had stated that he had become more political, that he had become, at some parts, I believe some of his coworkers had stated that he had kind of detached himself when the topic of politics came up and walked away from them. Family members said he'd become more political, leading us to believe that this ideology had infected him and had taken over. And he was just intent, it appears, from the data we've accumulated and the channel and that note, which we have some evidence may have existed before, based on the communications in that channel, that his target was obviously going to be Charlie and that people knew in advance. The question is, again, I just want to go back to what you had asked before. Did they know? Were they sure of this? Or did they hear this and just write it off? That's what we're going to have to find out. And that's what we're investigating now. Bill, this investigation is just begun. This isn't.
The investigation has just begun. So we're going to expect a lot more in the next coming days as all this comes out. And whether or not, you know, the shooter was dating this person who was transitioning, all of that the FBI is investigating, as well as the authorities in Utah as well. And I got to give credit to the governor of Utah, because the governor of Utah has been all over this, no doubt about that. And, they're doing a really good job, I think, of trying to all work together. They understand how important this is. This is I'll play a clip for you now. J.D. Vance, closing remarks. A little bit long today. Actually, before I do that, a friend of mine, Caroline Downey, who I've been on Fox News with a few times in the past. By the way, shameless plug, I should I'm gonna preface this by saying should be on tomorrow morning, but everything right now is subject to change. So should, I'll certainly update on social media, should that occur. But she had said that in her opinion, she's a Gen Zer. She felt as if Charlie Kirk was the Rush Limbaugh for her generation. Now, in my mind, I never thought that, because I just didn't listen to Charlie Kirk's show. I knew who he was. He was on this show. It's not that I didn't like him. I just, first of all, I don't really listen to a lot of other radio shows. I never want to be accused of stealing anybody else's ideas. And one thing I learned from Rush as I was growing up listening to him was that your brain needs a rest from all this stuff. And I remember he would say that. He would sign off before he would take a extended weekend or something, and he'd say, "You need a break from this, folks." And I get it. I do. Doing this professionally for a living and talking for 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, many weeks of the year. Not all of them, obviously.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And today's only 3 hours because we have a sporting contest. What is the sporting contest at 6 p.m., Justin? Justin, what is the game?
The game, I'm not sure which one it is. I believe it is the Las Vegas Raiders and the Los Angeles Chargers.
And why the hell is it on WPHT?
That would be because the Philadelphia Phillies are on the West Coast playing at 10:10 p.m. against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So NFL gets bumped over to us because WIP is going to take the Phillies game.
Yeah, but the Whip won't take the game till 10 o'clock at night. What, I don't understand. What am I missing here?
They do an hour of pregame, which is going to start in the middle of the NFL broadcast at about 9. The NFL broadcast won't be done until about 10 o'clock because they have an hour pregame, an hour postgame. So it's going to cut in with the Phillies. So obviously the Philadelphia sports team takes priority at WIP.
Why is the Whip playing a non-Eagles football game on their radio station? I don't understand that.
You are going to have to talk to their program director. That's way above my pay grade.
Wait, Matt, you're saying there are two NFL... How are there two NFL Monday night games? There's only one. There's only supposed to be one Monday night game.
I don't know why there are two, but there are two. Justin's right. The Chargers are playing the Raiders, and then there's also a Buccaneers-Texans game and the Phillies game. So I think WIP is just overloaded. That's what I gather.
By the way, you sound like you're calling from the pool house today at your palatial Phoenix pool estate. Is it the pool house?
Sounds fine.
You adjusted the chlorine in the water?
Not at the pool house, no.
I don't understand. I thought Monday Night Football was just one game on Monday night, and America gathered around to watch it, whatever the game was.
But the NFL likes money, so we got another one. They're trying to add a game. I think there were rumblings that the NFL's trying to add a game on Tuesday at some point in the near future.
A Tuesday night game?
Tuesday. They want to go Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They want to go as many days. If Roger Goodell had his way, there would be a professional football game every single day of the week.
I mean, I'm fine if they play them all at 6 p.m. every night. I'm fine with that. Personally, I have no problem with that. I'm not don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. It's a beautiful day out, and I have the doors off the Jeep and the top off, so I'm not complaining in the least, but I'm just saying, you know, it just seems odd that the Whip is playing a non-Eagles football game on the radio station. So, but great. Works out for us. Just got to talk for another hour, 20 minutes, and we're out of here. But who's counting? Who's counting? So as I was saying, my friend Caroline Downey mentioned that Charlie Kirk was the Rush Limbaugh of her generation. And I thought that was a very interesting observation. Not an observation I would have made, only because of my generation, there was no one else like Rush Limbaugh. So, but for her in her 20s, for a lot of them on college campuses, in high school and college, they came up with Charlie Kirk, much like we came up with Rush Limbaugh. If you're of my age, if you're Gen Xer, or you're a Rush baby, you know, you kind of came up with Rush. And she made that point. I thought that was a very astute observation and kind of explains, too, the outpouring of support among young people in this country, because they joined Turning Point USA chapters in high school or college. They got involved and they saw him. They heard him speak. They got motivated. They listened to his podcast. The fact that he had a radio show, but they probably listened to that on podcast, not radio per se. You know what I mean? So somebody found this flashback of the time that Rush talked about meeting Charlie Kirk for the first time. And I thought that was pretty cool to talk about and share with you. This is Cut 34.
They brought Charlie Kirk to the golf course to meet me about a month ago.
I can't hear. Can you start it over, Justin? It's very low for some reason. Okay. It was just, I heard him say they brought Charlie Kirk to meet me at the golf course, but it was very, very low or something like that, I think.
They brought Charlie Kirk to the golf course to meet me about a month ago. He was in town to set up this Turning Point thing, and they brought him to the golf course to meet me. It was during, we were getting ready for a 8:45 a.m. start, and they brought him out while I was getting ready to go to the range to loosen up. And I spoke with him for about a half hour, and he told me how he grew up in a home where my program was on all the time. He was just effusively complimentary to me, which I, of course, understood and told him he's very wise. His family's very wise. He chuckled. He laughed. This is the kind of guy that you can see really becoming big in politics as he gets older. He just has the carriage, the personality, the charisma. You may think this sounds weird, but I remember when Bill Clinton became president, there were all of these stories about Bill Clinton at Oxford and Bill Clinton at Yale and Bill Clinton here and all these people who went to school with him. There were story after story after story where people were saying that they just knew Bill Clinton was going to be president someday. In college, he just had that kind of ambition, and he impressed people. And I'm telling you that people are saying the same things about Charlie Kirk.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing, no doubt about that. So a life cut short, and why you could understand people absolutely very devastated by that, particularly in a generation of high school, college kids who grew up with him as their Rush. I mean, we all remember when Rush died, how sad we were, but we were prepared for it. You know, we remember when Catherine came on to say that he had passed, but we knew. I mean, he had shared his sickness with us, and you know, we were expecting it. And obviously, when President Trump gave him the Presidential Medal of Freedom and recognized him at the State of the Union address, and we knew that the time was coming to an end. So we had a chance to say goodbye. And it was as sad as it was when Rush passed, in some ways, it was also there was grace to it because we knew that he was very sick. And we knew it was coming. I think whenever you can – certainly when you have someone who's – who's like I lost my brother, as you probably know, at a very young age. He died when he was 21. This is going back now 23 years ago. So you don't expect something like that. You get a phone call. Your dad calls you up and says your brother's been in a fatal car accident. You don't expect it. It's traumatic. It changes your world. It changes your life. It changes everything that you know of your reality and the fabric of reality. People that lose somebody unexpectedly like that, there's your life before that, and then there's your life after that. When you have the chance to say goodbye to someone, you prepare for it. You come to accept it, and if you believe that there is a heaven, then we're taught to not to grieve, but to also rejoice. When somebody's life is cut short tragically, and particularly in such a heinous manner like this, where it's an assassination, there's no preparing you for this. There's no way psychologically to rationalize it. You can't. And then there's your life before and there's your life after. And that's, I think, as many people have said, this will be for a generation, much like it was when Kennedy was shot. Not that Charlie Kirk and JFK are the same. One was the president of the United States, and one was a political activist and radio show host. But in terms of the impact, there will be generations of people that will always remember where they were the day when Charlie Kirk died, the day that Charlie Kirk was assassinated, much like the people remember where they were when JFK, MLK, RFK was shot and killed. They remember these days. Everybody has a story of where they were on 9/11. I think everyone will have a story of where they were the day Charlie Kirk was assassinated. I remember where I was when Rush Limbaugh, when I heard that Rush had finally passed. These are things that have great impacts on you, and they become. I remember because I was also at National Appliance Warehouse, which is one of our great sponsors. They sponsor the Travis Manning Foundation. My wife and I were down there shopping for appliances. And when somebody texted me and said that Rush's wife, Catherine, had come on the air and said that he had passed. And it's burned in my – I remember it like it was yesterday. But the heinous nature, the gruesomeness, and the absolute manner in which you can't predict, plan, and for many people understand how somebody can be that evil. It's going to change a lot of people's lives. And for some people, it's not going to change their lives in a positive way. Some people, they're going to be much more negative. I think these things in life, the question of who you were before they happen and who you are after they happen and how you deal with that, people change. Some will change for the better. Some will change for the worse. Some will. And I think that if you have a college-age kid or high school or maybe somebody who's a recent grad and they were very devout fans of Charlie Kirk, very influenced by him, you should talk to them. Keep an eye on them. Make sure they're okay with all this. This is very traumatic for them. Very traumatic. I mean, it's traumatic for all of us. It's traumatic for the country. See a young man assassinated like that. Just like it was, I'm sure, is incredibly traumatic for the people that watched civil rights leaders gunned down and presidents gunned down. But for a younger generation that is really just getting into the world for the first time, and this might be the first real trauma they've had to deal with. They were probably too young for 9/11 to to really process that. Some may not have even been born for 9/11. This may be their first real sense of unspeakable tragedy that they just cannot comprehend. They can't wrap their mind around how things like this can happen. And it's easy to think, well, that's life and this is what happens in life and there are bad people who do bad things. But you remember when you were in your 20s or you were in your teens and life seemed, the possibilities seemed endless. It seemed just full of hope. And it seemed as if there was no stopping you and no stopping the possibilities and everything else. So keep an eye on those in that generation that are close to you, because I think they're going to need extra support and love from us in the days, weeks, and months to come. The president is speaking. We're going to pause it real quick, come right back, and let you hear it. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.